Chapter 10 Cat streaked toward her foe astride Maitre, all the time allowing the pain of Ethan's departure to fill her. Pain could be useful. She had learned this from a very young age. She would let it make her stronger. Even so, she had never before faced an enemy like Illyrian, another mage. And despite her own raw power, her foe possessed far more experience and knowledge. She must make it a battle of attrition. "Don't let her sneak up on us," she said to Maitre, remembering the previous attack. The dragon rumbled a low growl. Maitre could be a definite asset, though Cat was hesitant to put her in direct conflict with a mage. As powerful as dragons were, they were no match for someone like Illyrian. A plume of smoke rose from behind a low hill, a beacon calling her to the fight. Cat clenched her jaw and took a long breath. The tiny fire of hatred burning in her belly began to grow. Illyrian might be Ethan's mother, but she served Shinzan, and it was his evil that had stripped her of the man she loved. Regardless of the hope she desperately clung to for Ethan's safe return, doubts continued to plague her. Just beyond the hills, she could see a thin forest. A ring of smouldering earth inside this had been made, presumably by Illyrian, who was standing with arms folded at the northernmost edge. Maitre circled several times before setting down gracefully at the opposite end. Cat slid to the ground and rubbed the dragon's neck. "Go," she said, "but stay close." Maitre cast her gaze across the charred landscape, hissing with barely suppressed anger. Fearing that she might well try to roast Illyrian there and then, Cat stepped quickly in front of the agitated dragon and spread her arms wide. This was enough to calm the creature, at least sufficiently to prevent such a rash attack. With a mighty leap, Maitre pounded her wings and was quickly gone from sight. "It was wise not to allow that beast to attack me," remarked Illyrian, her tone as casual as if they had met simply for a light-hearted chat. "The Emperor dearly hopes to capture it. Its death would disappoint him greatly, as would yours." "I'm sure it would," Cat agreed. "But it's not going to happen." She could feel Illyrian's wards surrounding her. They were strong, very strong. Nevertheless, she was confident they could be broken. Her own wards were also in place, though it was true they had never been greatly tested before. That was about to change. "I'm actually a bit surprised that my son allowed you to come here to face me," Illyrian said, "especially given your rather limited knowledge of magic. Is he so weak and soft-hearted that he shrinks from the thought of fighting me himself?" "Ethan does not know I am here," she answered, maintaining a level tone. Illyrian laughed. "Of course not. I see it now. You have come to save him the burden of killing his own mother. How sweet of you to do so. Foolish, but very sweet, all the same. Not that it matters. The only thing it changes is that you will die first. This will no doubt cause him immeasurable pain, and he will still be forced to kill me himself. In fact, knowing that I cause your death should make him eager to do so. More the better." Cat furrowed her brow. "You actually want Ethan to kill you?" "My death is a foregone conclusion, child. My master has seen to that. Why should I care whose hand is the instrument?" She scrutinized Cat for a long moment. "I see the confusion in your eyes, my dear. You are wondering if anything of who I was remains. You can trust me when I say the answer to that is no. I am no longer Lady Illyrian Dragonvane. This body is a void. I hold the woman's memories, but as for her soul, yes, soul is the right word, I think, her soul has been utterly crushed. Everything that you see before you now is, well, is what the Emperor has chosen to fashion." Cat focused her mind, preparing to strike. I'm glad you told me this. It will make killing you much easier to explain. Illyrian clicked her tongue. Pitiful girl. You are no match for me. You think that a few lessons gives you the right to call yourself a mage? You are no more a threat to me than that disgusting beast you were riding. A powerful voice sounded from behind Cat. That may be true, Aunt, but I am. She spun around to see Liniel striding toward her. With his hair oiled and pushed back well away from his face, he was clad in a long black coat, trousers also of black, and a bright red shirt. The intensity in his eyes gave him a commanding, almost regal appearance. Illyrian took a startled step back before quickly recovering her composure. Nephew, you are here. How unexpected. Liniel ignored her, directing his attention at Cat. You should go. I can deal with this. Cat looked at him stubbornly. You'll need my help. No. She is a member of my family and should be released from this curse by one of her own. Don't flatter yourself, boy, Illyrian told him. I was never one of your filthy brood. Silence, woman, he snapped back. I'll attend you in due course. He regarded Cat once more. She is no match for me, and from what I have heard, she may not be a match for you either. But this is my task, not yours. Your skills are needed with the main army now, not tending to family squabbles. A frown formed as Cat paused to think. She could see the same look in Liniel's eyes that she had seen in Ethan's, confident, yet somehow still vulnerable. She knew that this would be hard for him, but she also knew beyond doubt that he would accept no argument on the matter. Liniel felt it was his duty to deal with Illyrian, and, just like Ethan, he would see it through. Promise me you'll be careful, she said. Liniel smiled. I will. Now hurry. We are likely already engaged with Shinzan's forces. I will join you as soon as I am able. Cat glanced over to Illyrian. The fury she was experiencing was written clearly in her expression. Could that really be all that remained inside her? Nothing but anger, hatred, and spite? What sort of power could do this to a person? Yes, she needed to die. But everything Cat had heard from Renald about Ethan's mother told her that the woman deserved to be avenged as well. With a sigh, Cat turned north and walked deeper into the woods until finding a place where Maitre could land comfortably. The dragon soon appeared without having to be summoned, landing with a deep thud and fanning clouds of dust and leaves with her great wings. As Cat climbed atop the dragon's back, she looked to where the two powerful mages were about to do battle. For a moment, she struggled against the impulse to ignore Liniel's request and go to his aid anyway. But he was right. The army would be needing her. And, in truth, she was relieved not to have to tell Ethan that she had killed his mother. Liniel locked eyes with Illyrian across the clearing. I wish I could say that I am pleased to see you, Aunt. And if there is any shred of who you once were left within, know that I dearly wish this was not necessary. But you cannot be allowed to continue as you are. Save your words, whelp, she spat back, almost before he had finished speaking. I do not desire your pity. You have it, nonetheless. You were beloved among the Dragonvane family. If there was another way to— Illyrian's arm shot out, sending a spear of white-hot flame streaking in his direction. It was an attack meant to silence him rather than do any actual damage, one made more from irritation than anything else. With hardly a thought, he deflected it to the ground. So you wish to get on with it, I see, he remarked. Very well. Black smoke rose from the earth around Illyrian's feet as she snarled back at him. Before you die, nephew, I thought you should know something. Praxis never did like you very much. He thought you weak, just like your father. He knew Ranald planned to lure you into that cave and trap you there. He told me so. He also said that it was of little concern, that you would be of no help to him anyway. Liniel laughed. I am sure that's true. It was foolish of me to ask to go with him in the first place. However, since we are sharing, you should know the very last thing he said to me. He thought it very likely that he might die fighting Shinzan. He made me promise that if he did perish, and I, by chance, were to survive, I should tell you how much he loved you. Oh, yes, and that he was sorry for his lack of wisdom. At the time, I didn't understand any of this. Surely, if he died, I would die along with him. But, of course, he was already aware of my father's plot. He knew he would never see you again. Illyrian's face twisted into an even more vicious mask. Enough! You can die knowing that you delivered your message, and that it fell on uncaring ears. As she finished speaking, the smoke around her feet began to swirl, causing flashes of green light to spark from within. Recognizing the danger this posed, Liniel quickly cast a protection charm ahead of him, at the same time whispering a spell that brought a lone wolf into existence just to his right. Illyrian ignored the creature. With the smoke swirling ever faster around her body, within just a few seconds she was no longer visible. In response to this, the wolf opened its maw to release a most terrifying sound. Far louder and deeper than any true wolf's cry, and equally as powerful as the mightiest dragon's roar, the shock waves from this tore across the space separating the pair. The swirling of the smoke ceased almost instantly, then drifted away completely, once more exposing a bewildered-looking Illyrian. Now was the time for Liniel to press home his advantage. He let fly a series of raw magical bursts, but even in her confused state, Illyrian's wards were strong enough to provide her with a measure of protection. Nevertheless, she was forced to back away several paces, and was clearly on the defensive for a few moments. She was far from beaten, though. Recovering some of her composure, a wave of her arm produced a pool of black ooze bubbling up midway between them. From out of this slime climbed three massive creatures. Large as trolls, they had no facial features whatsoever. With their flesh still dripping goo, they made straight toward Liniel. Springing to its creator's defense, the wolf raced forward and leapt up at the nearest attacker, only to be effortlessly swatted away. Still snarling, the airborne wolf faded into nothing the very moment it fell to the ground. Ignoring for a moment the still advancing danger, Liniel responded by sending a rapid series of increasingly powerful magical assaults at Illyrian. This had her scrambling to erect new wards, and for a few seconds the march of the creatures slowed almost to nothing. This was exactly what Liniel had wanted. He spread his arms wide. Immolia den! A blast of air descended upon the faceless ones, freezing them in place. A flick of his wrist then caused an explosion of earth and rock to erupt beneath them, tearing at their flesh and limbs from every conceivable angle. Within seconds, the trio of faceless ones were reduced to armless, legless, and completely lifeless ones. Satisfied, Liniel turned his attention back to Illyrian, who by now had recovered and was waving her arms around in an exaggerated circular pattern. A ball of blue flames appeared above her head, pulsing as if in rhythm with some sinister heartbeat. Wisps of black smoke could be seen dancing within these flames, which were becoming ever brighter by the second. Liniel cast a protection spell and braced himself for whatever was to follow. This was unfamiliar magic. Shinzan's magic. Illyrian flashed him a malevolent smile. For an ominous moment, both the air and the flames above her grew completely still. Then, with a bone-jarring thud, the fireball dived into the ground a few feet in front of her, producing a mighty explosion. However, rather than spreading out in all directions, the resulting maelstrom of heat funneled into a straight line that raced directly toward Liniel. His protection spell instantly disintegrated, and his wards shattered. Pain enveloped his entire body as fire licked at the exposed flesh of his face and hands. Had this been Liniel's first battle, it might well have been the end for him, As it was, experience came to his aid. Steeling his mind against the rapidly increasing agony, he concentrated with all his might. The reward came quickly. A shield of green light encased him, cooling his skin and completely deadening the pain. Illyrian grimaced and let out a rage-filled hiss. "How did you do that?" He smoothed his robe. It was completely unmarked and glowing softly from the infused magic. "A gift from my father." She lowered her blazing eyes. "Seminia!" In a flash of red light, two identical replicas of herself appeared, one on either side of her. Lineal knew this meant she was about to flee. He could not let that happen. If allowed to continue unchecked, she was sure to kill hundreds of innocent people. Hastily, he cast a wall of energy a few feet behind her. Illyrian responded by sending attacks from all three of her doppelgangers. Black flames smashed into Lineal's hurriedly cast protection spell. She had not given him sufficient time to renew his wards, and for a desperate few minutes all his energies were channeled into staving off this triple-pronged assault. Again she let loose her magic, and again he was just able to deflect it. The barrier at her back would still slow down her escape, but there was no hope of it stopping her completely. "Alevi Drago!" His voice thundered out like a thousand trumpets. Six fiery dragons, each the size of a stallion, appeared. Splitting into pairs, two of them charged at each of Illyrian's forms. The downdraft as they flew low across the clearing caused havoc below, churning up bits of earth and throwing them 100 feet or more into the air. For a short time, Illyrian's end of the clearing became one huge conflagration, impossible to see through, though from out of which emitted an almost constant stream of vile curses. At first, there was a babble of these raging voices, but very quickly it became only one. As the attacking fires faded and the earth became still, just a solitary figure remained. Illyrian was still trying her best to look defiant, even though it was obvious she had nothing left with which to fight. She staggered back twice, before finally dropping to one knee. "You think this will make the slightest difference?" she snarled, spite dripping from each word. "Shinzan will still consume this world, and there is nothing you can do to stop it." "Perhaps not," Lineal agreed. "But then stopping Shinzan is not my task." She spat on the ground. "You really believe Ethan Dragonvane can defeat him? If you do, then you are nothing but a fool." Lineal nodded. "I certainly am that. A fool with a soft heart." He approached, stopping a few feet in front of his vanquished foe. Illyrian refused to look him in the eye. "Finish this," she told him. "I tire of your presence." In a final show of fury, she produced a small dagger and leapt to her feet. It was a futile gesture. Lineal was not to be caught off guard. Taking a quick step back, he caught her wrist and held onto it firmly. "Contentis Neo," he muttered. His hands began emitting a soft green glow. Illyrian's eyes shot wide. "What are you doing?" "I thought I could kill you," he replied. "But I suppose I have too much of my father in me." Sensing what was coming gave Illyrian renewed strength. She thrashed about wildly until at last managing to wrench herself free. With the sheer force of her sudden release sending her staggering several yards away, she paused for an instant to catch her breath. Then, with unfathomable malice carved into every inch of her face, she charged back at Lineal with the dagger raised high. It was too late. Lineal's spell had already taken effect. After covering only half the distance separating them, both her legs suddenly became as stiff and unbending as the stoutest iron bars. Devoid of all balance, she plunged face first into the ground. Almost instantly, green crystals began encasing first her ankles and then all the way up her legs. A torrent of feral screams and obscene curses poured from her mouth as she struggled pointlessly against the spell. In less than a minute, it was over. Lady Illyrian was completely encased in unbreakable crystal. Her aspect was frozen in a permanent snarl, and her right hand, even now, was still resolutely clutching the dagger. He knelt beside her and ran his fingers over the cold surface of the crystal. Perhaps she could still be saved once Ethan had slain Shinzan, he told himself. A sigh quickly followed. The reality was that she would likely never be Lady Illyrian again. Without Shinzan's power to sustain her, she would be little better than a wild beast. And in the end, a beast always needed to be put down. "But not today," he whispered. By now, Kat would be well on her way to joining the battle. As for himself, even a travelling spell would not get him there before the fighting was over. And fighting was about all he had to offer them. His ability as a healer was limited, to say the least, so he would be of little value on that score. In fact, from what his father had taught him about the elves, their healing skills were probably superior to his own, though the idea of salves and potions was unsettling and barbaric to his mind. He levitated Illyrian to a secluded spot and buried her there. After leaving a magical marker in case he should perish and his aunt be lost, he took a moment to recover his strength. The forest was peaceful, the song of the birds a cutting reminder of the times he had spent with his father. Back then he had hated their outings, preferring to spend his time in study under the tutelage of his uncle Praxis. Now he would give anything to have that time again. Sadly, he shook his head. The past did not exist for the young. Only when the most precious of moments were irretrievably lost was it possible to understand their true worth. He took a final look at where he had placed Illyrian and gave a respectful bow. The air stirred as he began chanting the travelling spell. He pushed aside all thoughts of his father. Now was not the time for reflection. Now was the time for war.